Bereshit Rabbi Jachter, it's a tremendous zechut to be here and see all of you. It's wonderful to see a few familiar faces from around the neighborhood. I mean it when I say it's a real privilege to work alongside Rabbi Jachter. It's one of the highlights of my position at TABC, Torah Academy of Bergen County. Rabbi Jachter, who's been doing this for at least a couple of years at TABC, his excitement for continued excitement for sharing Torah, he's the most energy out of all the Rebbeim in the entire yeshiva, and it's palpable. You feel it. It impacts all of the Rebbeim on staff, and even just today, I said to a student asking a question. Sometimes I know the answer. Sometimes I don't know the answers. But very often, what I'll do is I'll say to a student, you know what? Don't ask me. I want you to go ask Rabbi Jachter. I said, if you go ask Rabbi Jachter, go and come back to me, I'll give you a point on the next test. And the reason why I do that is because with an Adam Gadol like that, to have him on staff and to have him in the community, it's not something to be taken for granted. I don't know if they always go to ask you, but I hope they do. Yeah. And I'm very appreciative of the opportunity, even on short notice. I was trying to think about in the last couple of hours what I wanted to share with you. I was facing the following challenge, which is that unfortunately, the war has been going on for over 140 days at this point. Man omar, man nedaber. How much more is there to say that's so insightful, that's new, that I could share with you, that would be particularly meaningful? I'm sure Rabbi Jachter has been speaking a lot about this and sharing very important messages. So I thought what I would do, if you'll indulge me, if you'll allow me for a couple moments, is to share something I'm thinking about, something I'm struggling with that's impacted my tefillah. And hopefully it can give us all a little bit of a lens into and hopefully uplift our tefillot a little bit during this time period. And I'll start with the following story. If you go on the subways or you sometimes go on different street corners, you'll have Breslov Hasidim. And what do? They give out those pamphlets, those packets, and they have all sorts of advice. So I don't usually read them. It happened to be a couple of years ago, I picked one up, I opened it up, and I saw something unbelievable, and it stuck with me, and I've been thinking a lot about it during this time. And it's a story. And it's a story about Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. It's found in the Sichot Haran. And the story goes as follows. Rabbi Nachman is standing there, I guess, in the back of the shul, and he's talking to a fellow, and he overhears another person davening the tefillah of Hashkivenu. They're going through the tefillah, and he's schmoozing away with somebody else. This guy's davening privately. And he hears this person again to Hashkivenu. I'll read this part. It says, "V'amar oto ha'ish b'mehirut elu ha'tevo," and this individual said with alacrity, very fast. He sped through it, ran through it without much thought. "V'taknenu be'itza tova milfanecha." And we ask God, we ask Hashem to establish for us good counsel, to give us wisdom. And Rabbi Nachman, when hearing this, turns to this. Did you hear that this person over here just ran through those words? That this person is davening and he runs through v'taknina beitzah tova milfanecha. He says, how could a person do such a thing? That they would rush through those words of asking God for good advice, for good wisdom, for good counsel. He says, elu ha'tevot tzrichin litpalel b'hitorut gadol. These words are the ones in particular that you need to daven, you need to pray with all of your energy, u'bekavanah gadolah, with great kavanah, me'umkad libah, from the depths of your heart. Says, because this is the most precious tefillah of them all. Why? Because we ask Hashem, Sheitelenu Hashem Yitbarach, Eitza Tova, Sheniskeh Leida Eich Litnaheg. So we can have the zuchut, the ability to understand how are we supposed to proceed. And I think that this story, to me, captures, in this line, captures so much of what I've been feeling throughout this war, and especially recently. Which is that we live in a very complicated time. We have, Baruch Hashem, we have many bright people, thoughtful people, and we can all understand that the decisions being made and the potential decisions are extremely challenging, and they're complicated, they're complex. How to balance competing responsibilities, hostages, greater success in war, civilians, many complicated decisions. I don't envy the people who have to make these decisions. We have so many fears, what decisions to make, and it's so complicated. How are we going to rebuild? And so we ask Hashem, is v'takninu beitzah tova milfanecha. We ask Hashem, we don't know what, we can give you all the arguments, we can tell you all the details of the difference, but we don't know what's the right way to proceed. We ask Hashem, give us the wisdom, give our leaders the wisdom to know these impossible circumstances, how to make the right choices. And I think that this actually connects to another idea in tefillah, which I've been really thinking a lot about recently. And I want to share with you through two tefillah. One we say every single day, and one we probably never say. One of them is tefillah ketzara. There's a tefillah ketzara. Someone goes on a dangerous path, thinking chayli tzal, they have us in their siddur. It's almost like tefillah haderech. They go and they say, if they go on a dangerous path, the Gemara says they pray a tefillah ketzara. What is that tefillah ketzara? It gives five options. I'm not going to tell you all of them now, don't worry. But part of at least one or two of them, and the Rambam actually in his codification, in his Mishneh Torah, he puts it in there, is this line of after all these different requests that we ask of God, says we ask God, he says, Vatov be'inecha aseh, that which is good in your eyes, you shall do. And so Yosef Albo and many others ask, they say, why do we need to add this here? I said, Hashem, please do this for me, please do that for me. We have a lot of requests. What am I adding by saying, Hashem, please do what's good for us in your eyes? What is that adding? And Yosef Albo answers the following. And to put it in my own words, he says, because sometimes you know what we do? We daven for Hashem to say no to our tefillot. Say, Hashem, please sometimes reject my tefillot. Say no, ignore it. Why? Because as we all know, and I'm sure experienced that our lifetimes, sometimes what happens, all you want is X or Y thing to happen. This is what's good for me. This is what I want. This is perfect. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, many other areas of life. This is exactly what I want. I know for sure, and I'm going to daven my heart out that this happens. And then what happens? You don't get it. And you realize afterwards, oh, that was the biggest blessing of all time. Baruch Hashem, I didn't get that. Baruch Hashem, that didn't work out. Because you realize, yeah, in my short-sighted, as a human being, I can only see, one or two, three steps ahead, maybe. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. Who does? Only Hashem. Only Hashem does. And so we ask Hashem, sometimes I'm going to daven for something that's not actually what's good for me. I don't know what's the right thing. So I'm going to daven for X, Y, or Z, but I don't actually know if that's necessarily exactly the right thing. So what I say to Hashem is, ultimately, do what's good in your eyes. And Yosef Albo says that, I don't know, sometimes he says, Al tefen ledvari v'lo levakashati. Sometimes don't listen to me. Because sometimes, shepa'amim, harbei ani mevakesh u'mitpalel adavar shehu ra'li. Many times, I pray for something that's actually, at the end of the day, bad for me. We've all had it. It's human beings. That's what happens. And so sometimes what we're asking is, Hashem, please, please. I can only pray what I know what seems to be the right thing. But I ask you that if this is not the right thing for me, to say, you know what, why made this feel? Somebody push it aside. Push it aside. And Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rabbi Jatter's great Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, makes this comment about a line that we say every single day in tefillah. V'kabel v'rachamim uv'ratzon et tefillatenu. That we ask for Hashem to accept our tefillah with compassion and favor. What do you've asked all these requests, you've said all these individual, why do you need to say v'kabel v'rachamim uv'ratzon et tefillatenu? And Rabbi Soloveitchik says, because sometimes people pray for something that's not in their best interest. We say, Hashem, we're going to pray for a lot of things. We don't know what's the right thing. We ask you to only accept that which is good for us. And I'm sure you're familiar with the story, but Rabbi Soloveitchik tells the following story. He's from Europe before he came here. And in 1932, he was in Europe studying. And this is obviously pre-Holocaust. And you know what he's doing? He's in Germany. You know what he's doing? He's pouring his heart out to Hashem. Please, 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 Hashem, don't make me come to America. Let me stay here. Do everything possible, Hashem, that I don't have to go to America so I could stay in Germany. I don't have to leave. That's what he's praying to Hashem. And Rabbi Soloveitchik says, Baruch Hashem, thank God. Hashem said, oh, no. I know what's best for you. It's not to be there and to have to suffer through the Nazis. I know it's for you to come here. I know it's for you to leave. So I'm going to ignore that tefillah. And Rabbi Soloveitchik said that this is Hashem answering with compassion and with favor. An idea I wanted to share with you, relating specifically to Tehillim, is we say in Tehillim, we say, Tefillah la'ani ki'atov lefnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. That we pour, literally, yishpoch sicho, we pour out our hearts. We don't know exactly. We don't always have the right words. We don't know exactly what the right thing is. But we pour out our hearts to God with all those feelings. Say, Hashem, do at the end of the day, do what's right for us. Do it with your infinite wisdom. Please, please, listen to the right tefillot and ignore the ones that are not. And it's with that humility, mimam akim karticha Hashem, mimam from the depths, because you're humble. With that sense of humility, that is how we approach God, to answer the tefillot which are proper, to give us the advice, the wisdom, to make the right decisions in these most impossible situations. That's what we keep in mind during these times. I know it's complicated. I know it's complex. I know it's hard to know exactly what to daven for, and it's emotionally, it's hitting us very hard. So we ask Hashem, the great gift of tefillah that Hashem gives us, to help guide us during that time. I just want to conclude with one story that I saw recently, also from Rabbi Soloveitchik. Now, there are various halachot related to how you're supposed to dress for tefillah. Different obligations for men and for women. Now, if you're in the army, it's not as simple, right? Your schedule does not necessarily run around zmanei tefillah. And there's a question that comes up a lot in the army, the Israeli army. What happens if you spend the day, you're all dirty, you're shvitz, sorry, throwing a little ashkenazi, now you're shvitzing, you know, this is not proper clothing for tefillah, you're in your uniform, so what should you do? Should you daven with a minyan, or should you wait for later and daven and pray in a proper outfit? So there's these different debates about the issue. The Kash Rabbi Jack there, I'm sure, have more insight on it. But there's a story that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of a yeshiva that had many Hezder students, that had many students who served in Tzava. And Rav Aaron Lichtenstein asked Rabbi Soloveitchik this question. He said, What should they do? Should they wait to daven later? Should they pray later without their uniforms on, their stained shvitzi uniforms? Or should they pray right now in them? Rabbi Soloveitchik said, it's not a question. Pray specifically in those uniforms. Why? What do you mean? They're all... Pray specifically in them. Wear those uniforms. Those stains are stains of mitzvos. Those are the holiest clothing that you could be wearing for tefillah. The clothing of the Kohen Gadol, that's how holy. They're defending our homeland. They're protecting the people. They're putting their lives on the line, and that's what that outfit, that's what that uniform represents. They should pray specifically in the outfit, in the uniforms of Chayalei Tzahal. And what incredible soldiers we have. Our job here is to do a number of things, but our job is also to daven and to pray for them and to constantly have them on our minds, and we continue to do that. It's really very important that we continue to recite Tehillim, Kol HaKavod to Avi, and we should only hear B'sarot Tovot. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.